Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.facebook.com/playerology. And also, make sure to get your copy of the new book entitled Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon or worldmovement.com. Can a Player Play? Oh, pretty Tony. Put in a...
I'm on it as you squeeze me like you need me. It's literal that you succeed because you got my knees weak. I'm ready for whatever, baby, don't tease me. I need it like it's yesterday, continue as you please me. I'm here to testify you all that I got. Let's make it happen while I wait now, leaving. I'm not, I'm ready.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, coming to you live right here on Can a Player Play. We have a very exciting show for you scheduled today. We have a guest, Mr. Keith Vincent Price, is going to be joining us shortly to discuss with you, our listeners, and me, your boy, K. Dizzle, Elixir of Love, and educate us on his new book called How to Love a Woman. So for those that are new to listen to the show, I want to make sure you have our call-in number, which is 646-929-2880. 70, so call in and please feel free to join the conversations and let's see what Mr. Price has to talk about. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for Mr. Price to join us, let's see if we could, wow, we don't even have no music on here. Good gracious. But we're going to just see what your thoughts are. You know, I know it's a lot of conversation and a lot of things on a lot of opinions on this age-old subject, how to love a woman. I mean, wow. I mean, that's deep. That whole thing is really deep right there. So I can't wait for Mr. Price to join us here so we can find out a little bit more about what took him to where he is and what inspired him to write this book that I know is going to shake and jar a whole lot of people's beliefs. And this, I know it's definitely got me waiting to hear what's going on. I'm sure that, you know, our listeners are as well. So hold on. Let me see if Mr. Price is with us, and we'll get this going. Mr. Price,
how you doing? How you doing? This is Keith Price.
Well, welcome to the show, sir. I was just trying to hang on in here and wait till you join us and tell our listeners, boy, that they got a burner schedule. I know you got some stuff to really wake us up and educate us newbies on this age-old
subject. Yes, sir. So how you doing out there?
So our listeners, this is Mr. Keith Vincent Price. And,
how you doing, everybody? How you doing? This is Mr. Keith Price online. How to Love a Woman.
Right. Well, definitely, man. Well, give our listeners a little insight, man. Tell them a little bit about who you are, and let's come all the way up to date and what inspired you to write this book.
Okay. I was. Okay. How to Love a Woman is about a book. It's about, like, all type of, you know what I'm saying, issues in the book. Is how you want to treat a woman, how you want to make a woman feel, you know what I'm saying? You want to give her that special attention. What inspired me to write the book because I was in a relationship with my daughter moms and we didn't work out. And we've been in a relationship for a long time, and I told her, like, if we have my daughter, let's stay together, let's make it work. But she was telling me, I need you to be there for me. But you know me, I'm hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to work and trying to pay the bills. And a woman needs that time, and I couldn't give that time. So she was telling me all the time, and I was telling her, just wait, you know what I'm saying? We'll go out. Let me just do what I got to do and stuff like that. So she did what she had to do. So I understood it. I wasn't upset. I understood what she did what she had to do, and I wasn't upset because she was warning me. She passed away. She's not here right now. She passed away. But what inspired me to write the book, because I felt like if I was giving that special attention, she would be here now. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to write the book on how to love a woman, to treat a woman right.
Can I ask you a question right there? Can I play the devil's advocate right there? What about the other side? While you, I guess I'm hearing you say that you was working and you was trying to take care of you guys, which was inclusive of her, correct?
Yes.
So
I was working to try to, you know what I'm saying, just put food on the table. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was working a little bit too much, actually. And I could have stayed home and we could have went out and did what we had to do, but I was so focused on doing me. And then I was in the music business. I was trying to sing and get my singing career off the ground. So I was working and then going to practice. And that's how that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, but
so the balance was off. You were spending more time in trying to take care of you guys and not special time with her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was spending more time. I was so focused on me. I wasn't focused on her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what inspired me, because, you know what I'm saying, that's what inspired me to write the book, because I know how women need that time. A woman needs to, you know what I'm saying, have that special time when y'all together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to go off and do your thing, you know what I'm saying, and she's telling you let's go out, but you want to ignore the fact. So that's why that happened. And that's why I decided to put the book out, How to Love a Woman.
Okay, so, talk to the men listeners like they don't know nothing. So one part I got from you is don't work too much and afford that special time for her. Is that correct?
Yeah. Sometimes, I can only speak on me. As far as, like, when you go out, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to leave your woman in the house. You want to, you know what I'm saying, when you go to an event or when you go to a party or stuff like that, you want to ask if she want to come along too. Sometimes we don't do that. We want to go with our boys and stuff like that. We want to leave our girl home or our wife home. Sometimes you got to ask her, let's go out too, you know what I'm saying, take her on to the event as well. You know what I'm saying, a woman don't want to stay home all the time. She want to go out and enjoy herself with you as well. But sometimes we want to do what we want to do as well. So that's how that come occur. And so I'm spending time, and then, you know what I'm saying, you want to go, like say, affectionate, you know what I'm saying? You're in the bed watching a movie. You don't want to hold her, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to put your arms around her, so you need to do that. You need to show affectionate. But we don't want to do that sometimes because we so into the movie.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate again, and this is fun. Some guys, what we wasn't really taught that part of it, you know, just as growing up as boys, you know, we were always taught, you know, the snake snails and puppy dog tails and shit. We wasn't really taught that other thing, you know what I mean? That's why a lot of men have problems even communicating with their women, because they don't want the women to feel like they're soft. You know, it's just like a woman can have a bad day at work and come home and cry and talk to their man, and it's perceived completely different as if a guy come home with a bad day at work and crying to his woman. You know, it's just society looks at us like you're just a sniveling little, you know, bitch or some shit. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard for men to communicate with women that I noticed, and like I said, we've talked to other people on the show, and that's kind of like what it is. You know, sometimes it's hard for a man to communicate with a woman, and sometimes it's hard for today's women to accept that from a man without making him feel, you know, soft or inferior or less than a man, you know?
Yeah, but it's each his own. We all got to be there for each other, you know what I'm saying? She got to be there for him, he got to be there for her as well, to make it work, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to work together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to be a partner when y'all doing things.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be a partner and y'all got to work together, especially if you want the relationship to work, you know what I'm saying? If you're not interested in her, well, let her know, you know what I'm saying? If he's not interested in her, and both sides, y'all got to talk to each other, you know what I'm saying? That's why the communication is the key, you know what I'm saying? You got to let each other know what's going on. You know, so everybody have an understanding where we at right now.
Well, in your book, do you touch on the communication thing where, you know, people should, you know, talk to each other opposed to talking at each other? Do you speak on that at all?
Yeah, I speak on that a lot. As far as the book, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we all got to sit down, you know what I'm saying? When we, like, say we have an argument, you know what I'm saying? We don't need to yell and scream. Let's sit down and talk to each other and make it work, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what's going on. Talk to me. Let me know what you're going through on both sides. That's the communication. Communication is the most important thing, you know what I'm saying? It's really not the big things. It's the little things. It's the little things that goes on. You know what I'm saying? Just let her know you care about her, both sides, men and women. And that's why I talk about that in my book. I talk about that in the book a lot as far as working it out, you know what I'm saying? But we all, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you got to make it work. Go out, take each other out, spend time with each other. That time is that time that's more important than really anything.
Right. So,
yeah.
So how long have your books been on the market?
It's been out, right now, it's been out a year. It's been out a year and a couple of months. I had it on the site, and it was doing fairly well, but I had a problem with the site, so I had to take it off the site. Now it's on my website. You can catch it on my website. You can actually purchase it on my website, and you can read. And you can read some little snippets on it on my website as well.
Well, what would you say? Your book is, did you write it for a certain demographic, or you just, you know, wrote it for, people at large?
I wrote it for people who's going through, you know what I'm saying, who's going through relationships, like who's going through problems or who want to better their relationship. I wrote it for anybody who's going through it. It wasn't really about no age limit, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody go through it. Everybody fall in love. Everybody want to, you know what I'm saying, make it work. So I wrote it for that type of, you know what I'm saying, age. Anybody who want to make it work. So the book is different, you know what I'm saying? The book is different, and I got a lot of feedback. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good feedback. So it's just trying to, I got something in the book called cuddling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You watching a movie, like I said earlier, watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't cuddle. You want to cuddle, let's cuddle. Talk about the day, like you said, when you come home at work. How was your day? Sometimes we don't talk about that, but we need to talk about that to, you know what I'm saying, liven that up.
So I got a question for you. Well, first of all, for our listeners, the call-in number is 646-929-2870. If you got a question or if you got a comment for Mr. Price, please feel free. Press number one on your phone and, let us hear from you. My question to you, Keith, is in a situation where communications have just totally broke down, and, you know, they find themselves, you know, caught up on a daily, you know, hustle and grind on a survival mode. What do you suggest would be, the key to get back to normal communication or conversation, you know, without chewing each other's head off all the time?
Oh, okay. I got something for that. As far as, you know, so everybody grind. Everybody got to grind. They got to do what they got to do as far as life. But, you know what I'm saying, the main key is that y'all love each other. You know what I'm saying? You want to be there for that person. And that's the main key for that, you know what I'm saying, just making it work and being dedicated, you know, loving each other, put that support in. You got to believe in each other. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be there for that person. You know what I'm saying? Through bad or good, you just got to be there for that person. To make it work.
Well, man, I know you got a ton of jewels, man. I mean, give us something else that we can go to. I know you wrote your book in chapters, but I want to hear something that's going to make me go out and get it, because, you know, I'm slow. You know, I've came under the 50s era where, you know, we the guys thought, you know, we the head of the household and whatever we say go, but now I know it's not like that anymore. You know, I hate Jane Fonda. She'd have made all the women go get the same shit, and these women would knock your ass out. So it's just a little different. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy how it is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to do what they want to do, and then we got the chat lines, and we got the chat sites that's going on. So it's all just being dedicated to each other. You know what I'm saying? To love one another. You know, so we got that going, and then it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you just got to be, you know what I'm saying, got to be it for one another, make it work, dedicate, and you know what I'm saying, love each other and stuff like that.
You think, you know, earlier when I was talking to you, I mentioned that I thought one of the issues was, you know, with those guys that, you know, a lot of men have forgotten how to be men. And that kind of creates the other scenarios, you know, that you know, we have to deal with is because of the fact that, you know, the men have kind of lost their way, you know what I mean? So the women have had to step up and do a lot of things that women of yesteryear really didn't have to do or contend with.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, so sometimes we forget, you know what I'm saying, but We forget a lot, you know. So I think we selfish on that fact, you know. So I think we selfish because we want to do what we want to do, you know. What I'm saying we forgot we want to date and we want to, you know. What I'm saying we don't want to, you know. What I'm saying we don't want to be dedicated. We want to cheat and we're gonna do what we want to do. So you're right about that issue.
Yeah, and you know, and guys have a tendency to dish it, but they're not able to take it.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're right. We don't wanna work for it. You know what I'm saying? We would just wanna play games and not be serious. So at the end of the day, just gotta find that right one, you know what I'm saying? Just gotta find that right one. But women, you know what I'm saying, women these days, women got their shit together, you know what I'm saying? They working. You know what I'm saying? They got jobs. They're making money. You know what I'm saying? They doing that.
See, man, I was just finna step on the grenade, though, right there, too, man, because a lot of women that I've seen, too, they really haven't been taught either how to encourage, should I say, a thriving relationship, because a lot of women, and I'm sure you ran into those too out there in the world, where they were taught to go out there and find a good man that could support and provide for them and give them all the material trinkets in the world. But they weren't taught how to be self-sufficient, how to even treat and appreciate and respect that man. What about that?
Yeah, but do you think, you know what I'm saying, because I think a lot, do you think it has something to do with, you know what I'm saying, that they've been hurt too as well?
You know, well, I'm talking about the parents. Yeah, well, the parents could have been hurt if you're asking me if the parent may have had a failed relationship and she put that in her daughter's head to go out and just find a meal ticket, but it's not important that you love this guy or you bring something to the table. I mean, you know, because I hear a lot of that. A lot of that.
Yeah.
But you don't hear men being, well, you don't hear usually parents or should I say guys in a traditional relationship, should I say a man, woman, father, mother relationship where they teaching their son, you know, to go out and do stuff like that. I hear more of the son being taught to go out to be the provider, the head of the household, more so than going out and getting a woman to take care of you.
Yeah, but man got to be the provider, you know what I'm saying, because he's the man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a provider in your relationship, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be a man, you got to provide.
Well, that's true. I agree with you based on how, you know, society say that we would cast in that role, but what happens now in today's society when the women are getting the better jobs and the men aren't? especially in urban, our urban society. You know, a lot of the minorities aren't getting the better jobs, but our females are, and that's putting the males in a subservient position.
Yeah, but I think women get tired too as well. You know what I'm saying? They get tired of us. We play too many games as well. You know what I'm saying? So I think they getting their shit together because they don't want to depend on a man. You know what I'm saying? They go through it too. You know what I'm saying? Women go through it. They get hurt. They get cheated on. And I'm not going to say women. I said we get cheated on too as well. You know what I'm saying? We get cheated on too as well. But women, just like I said earlier, they getting their shit together. They getting jobs and they doing what they got to do. They ain't saying, like, I'm not going to sit up here and wait for a man. I'm not going to sit up here and wait for him to do this. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to make sure my kid is good. You know what I'm saying? So it's some men that's wrong, and it's some men that's really doing their job, that's really stepping up, being a parent. You know what I'm saying? So it's both ways.
Right.
But I understand what you're saying about these women because they really doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So you can't pull no bullshit. Excuse my French. You can't pull that on a woman because she know. You know what I'm saying? From a past relationships, you know what I'm saying? She'll see it coming a mile away. You know what I'm saying? So
that's one thing I could honestly say about women. Women can tell you everything about, should I say something, they can tell you something about every man they've ever been with in the past, whether it's his favorite color or how he likes his eggs or his favorite cologne. They could tell you something. But the average dude, you asked him about his previous relationship, what his woman's favorite color were. We just don't remember those kind of things. But women do. But I'm making your point for you that women retain all those things.
Yes.
Which enables their knowledge base where guys don't.
Yes. But can I ask you a question? Do you think that he just don't? I think he probably, because I think I probably know what's, like you said earlier, he his eggs and all that. I think I know, but do you think he want to tell her that? You know what I'm saying? Because she might feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he's like she. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a woman want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a guy want to tell a woman with that. Like what he did. To his past relationships, but she's open to talk about it too as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's true. And I guess at the end of the day, it boiled down to what you said, to each his own, because a lot of people say, you know, they want open communication and they want honesty and truth, but then they really can't handle the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't because
of their limited life experiences, because if people haven't lived certain things or experienced certain things, their knowledge base just don't retain that. I mean, they still not retain, but they don't have the information to even draw from, to even consider. They can tell you what they think it is, but they can't tell you what they know.
Yes, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a story, but if you're willing to hear the story, if you're willing to tell a story, then that's cool. But if you don't want to tell your story, then that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's what goes back. You know what I'm saying? At the end, when you first meet somebody, you might as well tell her everything was going on in your life, so you could just get it over with right then and there. Because at the end of the day, if she find out, then you got explaining to do. You know what I'm saying? So why don't you just tell her the truth and just tell her, okay, I've done this, I've done this, I've done that. So you can get it out and be honest. So if she find out, she at least somebody, you know what I'm saying, I already knew already. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? But
you know those secrets. A friend of mine told me, though, when you first meet somebody, you're really not meeting that person. You're meeting a representative.
Yeah, first impressions and everything. Like, you don't even know. You're like, and when you're going out on a date, you don't wear your best outfit. You know what I'm saying? You don't really know because you see what you see, you know what I'm saying? But you know what's so funny about that? Or when you meet when you go out on a date and a woman meets you, she already know already if she's going to have the second date. But we don't know, you know what I'm saying? She already know if it's going to be a second date or I could work with them, or you know what I'm saying? Women know, you know what I'm saying? So don't, we shouldn't even think about that. Women know a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? But we thinking about, oh, man, let me try to, you know what I mean? She look good, man. Let me see if I could take her home and, you know, do it. Man, because nobody perfect. I've done it before, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me throw, I need to throw a disclaimer out there for all our male listeners. He is not saying that women are just smarter than you guys.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying I'm not saying. But I know what we think about when we go. I know what I think about when I go on a date. You know what I'm saying? I know I see this beautiful woman. We go on a date. I'm thinking something else. You know what I'm saying? But she thinking like I could really. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna get nothing. But you know what I'm saying? But I could work with him, you know what I'm saying?
I be thinking about my budget's funny. You know, I ain't went out on no date in a while, but I was thinking about shit, I ain't got no money, and I hope she don't order some shit I can't pay for.
But I was thinking about that today. You know what's so funny? When you go to McDonald's is expensive, more expensive than a restaurant. If you think about it, when you order number two, you pay almost $22, $23, you know what I'm saying? When you get your whole meal, like, for 2 days, because they're going to order, like, you know what I'm saying, the meal. So you might as well just go on a nice, you know what I'm saying, date and do that, unless you want to order salad. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the money, then order salad then. You know, let her order what she wants, and you order salad.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's rough out there. So talk to us about how you handle a situation like that, because I know in your book on How to Love a Woman, I know it's got to be something in there on what not to do. I mean, would that be a situation where you don't take them to McDonald's?
Okay. I'll give you a situation. Okay, let's start on first impressions, everything. You know what I'm saying? When you go out on a date, you want to make sure you look your best. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure you smell good. You know what I'm saying? And take her to a nice restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you ain't feeling her, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to understand that. But if you liking her, take her to a nice restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Pull a chair out. When she get in the car, open the door for her. It's them little things. It's them little things that a woman look at. You know what I'm saying? When you go on a date, don't take her to a movie. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, she watching a movie. You want to have time to talk about her. You want to learn more about her. So why would you take her to a movie? Y'all just sitting or watching a movie. At the end of the day, she tired. She want to go home because she sat all day and watched a 2-hour movie. You know what I'm saying? So take her to somewhere classy. First impressions, everything.
So should you be concerned? With the fact that you're trying, like you said, you're trying to do what you could do to make the best impression you can, but really where you took her is way over your head, you know.
Yeah, but how
do you deal with that, especially if this impression that you're making on this woman is what she may, you know, look for you to continue to do, or you setting a precedence of this is how, you know, you're going to be able to treat her. I mean, what happens if you're not financially able to do that? I mean, how do you deal with her with that? Because if that's what she's expecting you to do and you can't continue to do like that, I could see how that would interfere with the relationship.
Okay, well, some women, since we all in Hollywood and Cali, they got a lot of beaches, right? So let's go to a beach. Let's walk on the beach. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's do something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a whole bunch of money, you know what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying? Or you could just go somewhere and sit down and talk. You know what I'm saying? Or basically you could go to a Starbucks and sit down and have a coffee and talk. You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to just get some other ideas from you, you know, for our listeners out there that may not be rolling in dough, but, you know, they still, you know, feel for their girl and they want to do something with her, but they don't want to fit, you know, put themselves in a position, you know, where their girl going to be looking like, you know what I'm saying? Dude, you ain't, you know what I mean? You ain't even ready to step up to this, man, because this you taking me over here to eat?
Yeah, but if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. So just let her know. Like I'm gonna tell you I'm sorry on that to even said let her know. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? Just wait. You know what I'm saying? Wait 2 weeks. To, you know what I'm saying? If it's like that, you know what I'm saying? Because every woman want to, you know, every woman want to feel good and they want to wine and dine eventually.
Right.
Don't you want to take your woman out to a nice restaurant? And even like if you don't have it, if I don't have it, I'll wait 2 weeks until I get it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm working a regular job, if I really like her and I want to be with her, I'll wait 2 weeks. Okay, let's go on a date. We'll keep, okay, I'll take you on a date.
And what point do you make a decision if this is a woman that really warrant that, or is this one that's going to really expect you to put yourself in a financial situation to do that on a regular basis? I mean, does that come into your thought process at any time doing there?
Yeah, it comes in because the way you that's the whole big thing of the first impression. Because when you sitting down talking to her, and you seeing how she talk and how she carry herself as well. You know what I'm saying? If she talking about, well, I went on a date and he spending this and that and this, and you know, evidently that ain't the person for you. You know what I'm saying? But if she's just talking, I just want to be with somebody and I just want to be in a relationship, and I just, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to look at it like this. Women got kids, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to take, it got to be a package deal, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you got to love her and her kids. You know what I'm saying, to either, you know what I'm saying, make it work. But you got to, you know what I'm saying, you'll know, you'll eventually know, because you'll see, and she'll know how you talk to her, just vice versa. And you'll know if you want to keep on continue dating her, you know, you'll know, because you're like, oh, man, I can't mess with this, man, because she too high pricey for me.
And what about if she got some baby kids and they don't like you?
If she got some baby kids, man, then that's a different story. You know, if the kids don't like you, man, I don't think it's going to work, period. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a package deal. You know what I'm saying? Some guys like that love kids. Some guys that don't love kids. Some guys just want to be in a relationship that women don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? So what do you say about that when a woman do have kids? And she really like you, so you gotta love her and her kids if you wanted to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Just like the guy, he might have kids, and she gotta love his kids as well.
True.
Yeah.
True. Definitely, it definitely is a package deal.
Because at the end of the day, there's kids involved. You know what I'm saying? There's kids involved, and you don't want to have a man that around your kids that's not treating you. That's You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these women, they don't bring you around their kids anyway until they get to you. I know them for a long time before they bring you around their kids. So that's going to be a while before they bring you around their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before they even get to meet your kids.
Wow. There's a situation where we know this lady that has a child, and I guess the question that kind of came up a couple of times, and what kind of relationship could she have with anybody, because her kid is, like, out of control, you know. He's just like, he's a little man. He run everything, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I can't see her having any type of relationship with any kind of man. First of all, she wouldn't let no man discipline a child, so that's already a no-no.
That's a no-no.
Because any kind of man that would take the woman as a package deal, like you said, and is a loving man that's supporting the family, and, you know, he would also have the right to discipline a child if he's out of line. But, you know, women that have been with their children for so long, it's just been them two, you know, a lot of them won't allow that either.
A lot of women won't allow the man to come in and discipline, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we are men, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to discipline my son. There's ways you could discipline your son without yelling at him. You could sit down and talk to him and say, well, you could teach him things, you know what I'm saying? You could first get him, you know what I'm saying, take him out, show that, you know, take him to the park and talk with him, get that relationship with him as well. And then eventually it start turning into good, you know what I'm saying? But in the beginning, it's difficult, you know what I'm saying? It's difficult. that ain't easy. But if you like that woman and you want to spend, if you want to invest in that relationship, that's something you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to do. You got to make it work.
Right. So even though the woman is kind of she's saying she want that, but then at the same token, you know, she runs interference.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say out there, but a lot of women, they say they want, but at the sometime they really don't want. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women want a relationship. They could sit up and tell me, I want a relationship. And at the end of the day, you really don't want a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going through your past relationship. You're going through what you had went through in the past, and you don't want to get hurt, so you think that I'm going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So when you get in a relationship, you got to learn how to don't bring that up. You know what I'm saying? I want 110%. Give me 110%. Let me show you what type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good person. I love kids. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to be with you, let me be that person. Let me be that role. Let me be that father figure for your kids. And some people don't even want to do that, but when you find a man that want to be that father figure for your kids, and want to help you and want to be there with you, you might as well just, man, that's money right there.
Agreed. For you listeners who just joined us, are the ones that are sitting home on the computer, the call-in number is 646-929-2870. Press number 1 on your phone, and we'd love to have you join us. My guest, Mr. Keith Vincent Price, and we're talking about how to love a woman. And I know a lot of you guys out there, you know, you need to try to call in and try to get some of this. Other than that, you're going to have to go to the store and buy the book. And try to get some of this right now. Call in and ask your questions and get a live answer right now, because there might be some things that you don't understand.
Yeah, I can sit up and explain it to you right here online.
Let's go back to one thing, Keith, because you were saying we were talking about the first impression. And I was saying that a friend of mine told me that the first impression is usually with the representative. You don't even meet the real person you're dating right then. You don't meet them to down the road. So you really dating the representative right now.
How long do you
date this representative before you mash to find out who this real so-and-so is you talking to?
I can't, man, it takes.
You understand
time.
My question, right? Because people going to put on their front, they put on these fake airs when you first meet them, but then when you go to their house, they slobs and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you don't see that till you go there.
But that's what both of us, though. You know what I'm saying? We all, she first impression and the male first impression. So if you want to continue, you eventually get to our house and you be like, oh, man, I ain't working. If you want to continue your second date and you know, get to know her, and all that'll come out eventually. All believe it. It'll all come out. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a representative. Man, for 30 days, 40 days, they'll come
and
out eventually.
Some people do it for years, Keith. Some people, you know, some people do that shit for years before you find out that you with a psychotic so-and-so. They've been showing you this good side all the time. Wait a minute. Hold on, man. We got another caller, man. Let me see what we got here.
Okay.
917, you're on live. Who we got?
We got another caller, man. Let me see what we got here.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello,
hi,
we hear. Can you turn your radio down in the background or something? We hear an echo.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I turned it down.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, I'm LaTanya. Keith is actually my cousin. I just want to let him know that I am so proud of him.
Thank you.
So my question is, this is just a hypothetical question. How do you maintain a relationship, like a long-distance relationship, if you're married and your partner is in a different state?
Okay. Like, That's sort of hard. But if you want to make it work, somebody got to make that move. If you really love him and you care about him, you got to make that move. He got to make that move to transition himself to come where you at, or vice versa. Because it's hard to have a long distance relationship, because at the end of the day, you don't know what he's doing, and she don't know, and same vice versa. Y'all don't know what each other doing. So if y'all want to make it work, somebody got to move and come together.
So, okay, I understand what you're saying. So suppose there is, like, they, you know, the two parties involved, they trust each other, but what's keeping them from transitioning to the other state is a good job that's going to benefit the both of them. Like, how do you deal with that, and how long do you wait for that person to transition to the other state where the other person is at?
Okay, so at the end of the day, you know, okay, so you're saying if you got a good job and he got a good job and he don't want to leave. He don't want to leave because he got a good job.
Like, both of them have a good job, but they want to accumulate a lot of money so that eventually they could be together without worrying, being financially stuck. But how long would that person move and make that transition before? I guess they have to set a goal of money that they want to.
Yeah, you got to set a goal, but at the end of the day, it's really about, you know what I'm saying, y'all got to work together and see how can y'all do that. But at the end of the day, somebody got to move, and then y'all could save and make that money and put away that money, but somebody got to move and come out there. He got to come where you at, or you got to come where he at. You know what I'm saying? But there's no time limit on it. There's really no time limit on it. Y'all just gotta talk and make it work. But y'all can't be apart for so long. Money ain't everything. You know what I'm saying? Money ain't really everything. I don't think. You know, I think love is more powerful than money, because at the end of the day, he could find a better job where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Can I throw a grenade in there?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of think there is a time limit. I think the time limit, it's just my opinion, you know, we all have one. I think the time limit is what the two parties set for themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that you guys would have to, you know, come to a conclusion or some type of plan, so to speak. We're going to spend 2-3 years or whatever the agreement is, and we're going to compile X amount of thing. And once we get that earmark, this is what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Because it's not that easy for anybody to quit a good job and just uproot and just do something. You know, so that requires some thought, and people on both sides would have to be totally unselfish and upfront about this and decide what would be the best move collectively and not a selfish move. You know what I mean? If you have a career and that's your job, it would be wrong for him to say, well, quit your job and quit your career and come live here. And even though you love him to death, and in some instances people would be even willing to do that. You know, but then they'll regret, and then they will dislike this person, you know, years down the road, because they feel like, well, you know, I put my shit on hold for you, you know what I'm saying? And I never had the opportunity to really see or be who all I could have been. And then, see, that becomes ugly, because then you'll be resenting your mate, and your mate won't even have a clue as to why. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to cuddle. You don't want to do these things, because you could have been, you know, an attorney, a head of a firm, but now you're a housewife, but you went to school all these years, you know, to practice law, but you put all this aside for your mate, you know? So I think people really need to think those things out, and they need to be honest, and they need not to be selfish, and they need to set some realistic goals. That's just my two cents.
Yes.
Thank you.
And talk to each other. Make that communication is key.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
God bless.
Well,
you
thanks
too.
For you calling, and have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, that communication is key, though. You know, that communication is important.
It is very, very, very important. Yeah. I think, you know, people forgot how to do that because they have too many distractions now.
But, you know, there's a lot of relationships, like she said, that's, you know what I'm saying, long-distance relationships, and somebody got to make that transition to, you know what I'm saying, to make it work, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. You just got to just, you know what I'm saying, communication is key.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, you got to communication and the decision and the best thing, you know, and the best thing should be what rules out and not what somebody like or dislike, because sometimes the things that we dislike is not always a bad thing, you know. It could be the best thing for us. We just don't like it and want to do it.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Definitely right. Man, love is power. You know, love is power, man. And everybody wanna fall in love, everybody wanna be happy, you know, so everybody wanna be safe, everybody wanna be safe and secure. So you just gotta wanna
sacrifice. Are you sure that's what everybody wanna do? Or is that what everybody wanna do?
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
Doing it is two different things. People say they want to do it, but like we talked about earlier in the show, it requires work, and it requires not to be selfish. But people say they want it, but they're not really up to the job.
Yeah. You could say one. It could come out your mouth, but as far as doing, that's different.
Yeah, that's the point that I'm making, because people say, I love you, and they throw that word, man, around like football, you know. I was just never taught to do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's almost like pulling teeth. It's like pulling teeth for me, you know. If I say it, I mean it, you know what I mean? I just don't play with things. You know, but people nowadays, they throw it around like it's a football. It just don't have no meaning, you know. It's just nothing no more. You know, I'm like, wow, people just ain't true to nothing.
Yeah. You're right. And we all say, we say it a lot. We do say it a lot.
Yeah. I'd rather you not say it so much and mean it than say it every day and don't.
Yeah. So what do you say to the women, the people that really do mean it, and, you know what I'm saying, they really want to fall in love?
That's what I'm saying. When you say it, because you don't say it all the time, to me, you don't cheapen it. You don't cheapen it. It's almost like watering down, you know, anything. You water it down. You make it worthless. You dilute it. But if you're not that type of person and you don't play that way, when you say it to somebody, that's the gospel, because they know where it comes from. They know this is not how you get down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know for you to say that, this is real shit. You can take it to the bank.
But you say it because that's what he or she want to hear at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then is it real, or are you pacifying them, or is this a true emotion at that time?
Yeah.
Are you saying that just to pacify them, or what? Because anybody could lie to you and just say something.
Yeah, but somebody, we could all pacify all day, you know, all day and say it. We could pacify all day and say it.
Right, but is that why you're doing it, is because that's what she want to hear, or are you doing it because that's a true emotion?
No, I'm doing that. That's the true emotion. I'm doing it because that's the true emotions. I'm doing it because that's how I really feel. I really love you. I really want to be with you. And
right.
I really want to make
you better. That's the distinguish that I'm making between some men. You know, some men, they don't have that. First of all, they have no principles, no morals. No character, you know. They just like a shallow husk of men. So the things that they say and the things that they do, they have no purpose. They have no principles, you know. So therefore, they word, like the Indians used to say, they speak with a forked tongue. They have no iron in their words.
Yes.
No, they don't mean nothing. So I would rather say something less and mean what I say and have iron in my words, then say it more and don't mean nothing. Even if people say, even if you say that's what they want to hear, I'm not going to serve nobody no lie only because that's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
It would have to be a true emotion for me, a true feeling for me, in order for me to say that, because I feel like I'll be belittling them, and I'll be belittling my own character, my own principles.
Yeah, you're lying to them, and you're lying to yourself.
Exactly.
And you're leading somebody on, and you don't want to lead somebody on. You know what I'm saying? You're leading somebody on, and eventually it's going to hurt them or hurt you as well.
And I think as men, and I'm gonna put this out there for us men, and I think us men, if we would stand up and look at that star player in the mirror every day, look at ourselves in the mirror every day, and check our own selves when we leave out and go deal with the world, I think it would be a better world, because we would stop blaming any and everybody for everything else that's basically self-inflicted.
Yeah, we need a whole, we need, to be honest, we need a lot of role models. You know what I'm saying? We need role models. With these kids got celebrities as role models. We need, you know what I'm saying, we fathers have to step up and be role models.
Well, like you said, the fathers have to step up to be fathers, and before the fathers can step up to be fathers, the men have to realize that they are men, and everything is a gradual transgression. You know, it's like life. You walk through life going forward. You don't walk through life going backwards. And so the mistakes we made when we were younger, we shouldn't have to repeat, and we shouldn't allow our children to make the mistakes that we made. I mean,
yes.
That's how it's supposed to be. So, you know, fortunately we have a show such as this, you know, to have, you know, authors such as yourself to come on here, and we could try to put, you know, a word and message out there, and hopefully somebody is listening and can benefit from what we're trying to, you know, to tell them, because if we don't make a change, it won't be a change.
Yeah, we got to start. We got to start. You know what I'm saying? We got to start as men and make a change. Be role models, be father figures.
You know,
right.
Like I said, quit relying on celebrities to raise our kids, because, quite frankly, they stand up and do the same thing we do. And just because the media shines a light on one portion of their light does not make these men any better or any true role models, to be honest with you, because as we find out, they have all kind of dysfunctional shit going on in their life. You know?
Yeah.
We just don't hear about it till somebody get pissed off at them.
You're right about that.
Hold on, man. We got another caller, Mr. Price. Let me see who we got. I think they hung up. I don't know if they got scared or what. But hopefully they'll call back. Yeah, but anyway, we do. We just need to stop depending on the media figures to give examples of how our children should be, because it does not make them a good man or a good woman because they have a gift in one area. It doesn't make them a good person or a good role model.
Yeah, we just need to step up and take care of our kids. We just need to step up and take
definitely and be responsible.
You know, it's so funny when you get in a relationship and then y'all break up. You know what I'm saying? And then the guy leaves. I don't want to see my baby. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see the kid and all that. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy, man. You just got to, don't worry about her. Just come see your kid. Take your kids to the park. You know, spend time with your kid. Don't worry about her. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy, man. We just need to be responsible and take care of our kids, man, because our kids need us. And kids
hold on, man.
We
got another call. Let me see what this is. 111, you don't lie.
No, I'm not. This has to be a recording.
This must be Joe from Montana.
Hey, Diddy, what's up?
What's up? Welcome to the show, man. We talking about a favorite subject, man, how to love a woman, with our guest, Mr. Keith Vincent Price.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, sir. I'm all right. God is good.
So, Diddy, are you going to have more live shows, or are you going to have intermittent shows with rebroadcasts and stuff like that?
No, we're going to have live shows. We have a whole different list of special guests, like the one we have now lined up in the weeks to come. And we have some very hot political subjects lined up, which I'm sure your vast wealth of knowledge will be appreciated.
Thanks.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay. So, you've any particular topic about how to love a woman? Any particular consensus that I can chime in on?
Okay. Let's put a topic out there. As far as being affectionate, you know what I'm saying? You want to be you want to be affectionate to your woman, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And show her and let her know you care about her, you know what I'm saying? Take her out, take her to dinner, give her that time. It's them little things that a woman looking for, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're making love to her, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to rush it. Why are you going to rush a good thing, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to, you know what I'm saying, make love to her all night long, you know what I'm saying? So you take your time with her, let her know. Sometimes we as men, you know what I'm saying? We finish making love. We want to get up and go to the bathroom and, you know what I'm saying, leave her laying there. So, you know what I'm saying, give mm-hmm. a second to hold her. You know what I'm saying? Let her know, you know what I'm saying, I enjoy it, baby. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to me, just like it felt good to you.
Let me ask you a question. It seems to me, since I just got here, and from what you've just said, is that seems that you're of the belief that the better that you treat a woman that you're in a committed relationship in, the better that she will respond to you. Is that your general feeling?
I basically think so, you know what I'm saying? But it's vice versa, you know what I'm saying? She got to treat you as well, too. You know what I'm saying? It's not just you treat her, you know what I'm saying? She got to treat you the same way you treat her.
Well, that's my question. I mean, it seems to me that from what you're saying, again, is that if you treat your woman well, then she will conquer her vast past emotional baggage and respond in kind. Is that your belief?
You believe that?
Okay.
Yes.
Do you believe that? Is there any out of 100 women who are in a committed relationship? Okay, committed relationship. They both, she and her guy, both say to each other, "I care about you. I want you to be mine." And they both say yes, and they're exclusive only to one another. Out of 100 relationships like that, if the man does treat the woman the way you're suggesting, how many do you think will not respond?
Oh, I think 40 will respond.
You think 40 will respond?
Yes.
That means 50% won't.
Yeah, 64, yeah.
That's kind of contradicting your philosophy.
Yeah. What you think?
I just want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding you. You're saying that most of the time, if a man treats his woman well, that she will respond and she will conquer her emotional baggage. In other words, you know, before she met somebody, she had a lot of other people who kind of tainted her attitude towards men. And as a result of if a man continually treats her well, she will put aside the emotional baggage.
Yes, she will.
All right, she will. So, out of 100,
I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. Yes, she will.
She will. Okay, so let me state the question again. Out of 100 committed relationships in which the man treats the woman well, okay, how many of those 100, what percentage, will not respond?
I think 80 will respond. I think 20 won't.
20 won't. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means 80% would and 20% will probably still let their emotional baggage taint their relationship even though the guy is treating her well.
Yeah, because some women probably got really, they've been through bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they've mm-hmm. really been through bad relationships and they're not ready to, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, to give 100%. Because they still not sure of themselves.
Okay. What about you, Diddy? You and I have had discussions on this before. What do you think? Out of 100, if the woman is treated well, how many do you think will not respond in kind?
Out of 100 women treated well, how many do I think would not respond in kind? I don't know. That's a tough one, man. I'd probably have to go half because I might have to go half because, you know, a lot of them have been either they come from an abusive relationship or they married into an abusive relationship. So by the time they figure out that you're not that kind of guy, you know what I mean? I'd say half, you know, because.
Right. Well, see, you're being honest. I would say even more than that. And I want it, yeah, because women have a sense of entitlement. Plus, as Diddy was saying, if the women have gone through, let's say, even one or two, not even a series of bad relationships, let's say one or two, they then glom onto that, and they use that past baggage. They can't get rid of it. And they use that to taint the relationship, even if the man is treating them well.
Good. Okay.
So I believe it's worse. I believe it's 55, 60. I believe even if the woman doesn't respond in kind, she then becomes very used to the relationship, becomes too comfortable, too complacent, and takes the guy for granted.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that happens a lot. Because I've heard women say the guy is too soft. You know, the guy, you know, he's too... He's too soft. They used to a manly man. They're not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. I'm not gonna sit up and lie. I heard that too. You know what I'm saying? I want him to be a man. He don't be a man.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And can you imagine? Can you imagine to a guy how that would crush his ego? I mean, he is what he is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every guy is not a street brawler. But that's not to say he's not as tough mentally, you know what I'm saying? But everybody don't get out there and fight like that. But if you got your woman telling you you're soft and she telling her girlfriends that and you hearing her on the phone telling her girlfriends that, can you imagine what that does to a man's self-esteem?
Yeah, and then when you're arguing, she's talking you all kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, you know, because we guys, we're conditioned to be gentlemen. So whenever we get into an argument or a loud discussion with a woman, we tend to hold back until after a while. Now, after a while of being in a relationship like that, unless the guy really clamps down, then the woman starts becoming, again, either very complacent or kind of very, very insensitive. At that point, the guy turns off, and the guy doesn't want her anymore. And then the girl starts thinking of him as, well, now he's got the manly qualities. What are you talking about? You know, if the man was there for you all this time and you didn't appreciate him, and now all of a sudden he doesn't want to be bothered with you because you become a whine, a nag, a game player, somebody who's complacent, somebody who's turned into a witch, now all of a sudden you start looking at him as the man that you wanted. I think it's because women don't want men who want them. They want the man who doesn't want them.
That's a good topic, man.
Hey, Joe, we're gonna have to do a show on that that one.
Oh yeah. Oh, because that's happened to me so many times. I remember when I was a kid, and the girls. When I was younger, I was underweight. I wasn't especially good looking, but I knew I had a good personality, and I knew how to dance well. And after a while, I gathered my own group of friends. So what happened is that the new girls didn't care for me, didn't want to look at me. So I said, fine, no problem. You know, you don't want to be bothered with me. I don't want to be bothered with you. After a while, one in particular, fell in love with me simply because I didn't want to be bothered with her. And I've had that throughout my young teenage to 20s life. When you didn't want to be bothered with the chick, and even though she may be good-looking, other guys, not that they were falling all over her, but they were paying a lot of attention to her, if she didn't treat me the way I wanted to be treated at the outset, you know, then I just said I didn't want to be bothered with her. These girls found me more attractive, well, not all of them, but a few of them found me more attractive than the guys who were better looking, more money, etc. Because they want the guy who doesn't want them. I didn't have to beat up anybody. You know, I didn't have to make more money than the other guys. I just had to be the guy who said, well, I don't want to curse on you. Well, I do want to curse on you, sure, but F you, you know, you don't like me? Fine. Don't bother me. I won't bother you. But after associating with one another through, you know, a mutual group of friends, they got to know me, they got to like me, then they started being more attentive. Well, F you, chick. You know.
Mm. Okay. Now, what about the woman that really, really want to be with this gentleman, and he wanna go do what he doing? He wanna fool around. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that?
Well, if they're in a committed relationship and he's not paying attention to a good woman's paying attention to him, then he's just as bad off as the bitch.
Oh.
Okay. If you've got a good woman who is there for you, appreciate her. Now, if he's just dating, then she doesn't have any dibs on him. You know, he can date whoever he wants. She can date whoever she wants. But if they're in a committed relationship, somebody's good to you, you better be good back. You better show them that you appreciate them. That goes from men to women or women to men.
You got to. You know what I'm saying? I would lay everything on the line in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want. This is what I need. And you tell me what you want, and we can make, you know what I'm saying? We can make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that?
Well, we did a show once, Keith, and we talked about, you know, everybody should be required to fill out a 20-question questionnaire.
Okay.
You know, so that would do just what you said. And we even had another brother that suggested that we run a credit check.
Man. You know these women is looking up. You know, they doing research on us too. You know what I'm saying? See if we've been in jail. See if we've been locked up. You could go to email. You could go to internet. Check all that out. You know what I'm saying? See, man, that's crazy.
But I ain't mad at them. Do you know? Can you imagine the amount of time that you could save yourself, man, if you got a test drive?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Picture yourself having a test drive in relationships, you know, like you do a car. You need to find out if the windows work, if the heater, if the radio work, or if that shit's broke. You know, if the shit's broke, leave it on the lot. You know what I mean? But if you do the questionnaire, you know, you'll find out right then and there if you and whoever you're trying to date, you have similar things in common. And you can just save a lot of time. If you have things in common, you won't waste each other's time. Because at least if you got 20 questions, you got over 10 in common, you know that you got a good chance to have a working relationship and something to work toward. But the same thing works the opposite way. If you have nearly nothing in common, you already know that you're going to have drama.
Yes, you're right.
I don't know, man. That's just my crazy opinion.
No, I agree with you, because I've had a questionnaire, but I phrased my questionnaire in the wrong way. I asked chicks, what would you do if you came across a situation? What I've learned after I came across two chicks who took the questionnaire and then did not act and react the way that they said they would if a situation like this would pop up, I should have phrased the questionnaire, what did you do under these circumstances, because what you've done in the past is a very good indication of what you're going to do in the present and in the future. So I like the questionnaire aspect.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to talk about that one for another show.
Okay. Are you coming on next week live or what?
Yes, sir. We'll be live next week, same bat time, same bat channel, so come back and join us.
Okay. Well, good, Lamont. I'm glad that you're here live, so now I know what to look forward to for next week. I miss you and Tony.
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of film work, man, so I've still been busy, still been stuff. So, you know, go to my Facebook page, look at Lamont Patterson over Facebook. You see the film work, you see the music stuff, and you see all us great entertainers and talented book writers and everything.
Oh, all right. All right. That's World Movement, if I remember correctly.
World Movement or either Lamont Patterson, either one.
Okay.
And you could either Google, hey, look, you could Google me. If I don't come up on two pages, you could shoot me.
Oh, no kidding, yeah? All right. Mm. All right. Well, okay, Lamont. I'll look forward to next week then. And good talking to you, Keith. So take
care.
Have a good weekend.
Bless, man. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Joe. Talk to you later. Glad to have you. And Keith, I want to say thank you too, sir, for taking the time out and come join us and chatting with us.
God bless, man. God is good, man.
You know, and definitely we're gonna promote your book and we're gonna promote this show. I mean, we're gonna blast it out to everybody as well and continue to do that. So we can let somebody else and the other listeners put their ears on this, man, and see if we can touch and help a few more people.
Thank you. Thank you, Lamar. I appreciate it.
All right, man. And we're going to sign off for now, man. And thanks again for joining us, man. And we'll be in touch with you soon.
Okay. God bless. This is Keith Price, How to Love a Woman. Make sure you pick that up at behindthemickkeithprice.com. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. It was a blessing, man.
Same here, my brother.
Okay, bye.